الحمد لله على حلمه بعد علمه وعلى عفوه بعد قدرته، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ تأذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, there is no doubt whatsoever that Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed and favored us with many, many favors. Allah says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you try to count the favors, you would be unable to do so. Allah Ta'ala ne mein ni'mato se bohut hi nawaza hai. Agar hum ginna chahte to hum gin nahi sakte. Yehi haqeeqat hai. Allah has given us so many things. Allah has made us human beings, the best of Allah's creation. لَقَدَ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ. We have made you the best of Allah's creation. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. As Allah's creation, Allah نے سارے دنیا کو ہمارے مفاد کے لئے پیدا کیا. Allah has created the entire universe for our benefit. Then Allah Ta'ala created us as believers. My dear respected elders and brothers, what a great ni'mat. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that kuntum khayra ummatin, you are the best of Allah's ummats. In Jami al-Tirmidhi, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he read this ayat, he said, antum tatimmuna sab'ina ummah. You are the culmination of 70. 70 means many ummats. Anta akramu akramuha. You are the most honorable and the best of all of those. This ummat is so unique that Allah loves this ummat. This is the lordly ummat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They does little, Allah gives more reward. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day made dua to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, give great rewards to this ummat of mine for whatever deeds they do. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded or revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man dhaladhi yuqridhu Allah qardan hasana. Who is there who will do a loan to Allah? Allah describes good deeds that we do as a loan to Allah. When you give a loan to an honorable person, he always gives it back. So can you imagine that if you give a loan to Allah, Allah zarur wapas dega. Aur acche amal, wo to Allah ta'ala ko karz dene ke mutaradif. Can you imagine? Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya Allah, Rabbi zir ummati. Oh Allah, give even more to my ummat. Then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reminded, man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. He who does one good deed, Allah will multiply it 10 times. Allah will multiply it 10 times. My Ustad Qari Miftahullah, when he was teaching us tafsir, when he came to this, he said, you know, inshallah, that which is multiplied every time by 10 will be more than that which is multiplied by 1. Did you understand what he said? That means every time you do a good deed, Allah multiplies it at least by 10. Right? And if you do guna, Allah only write 1. So he said, inshallah, that which is multiplied every time by 10 will be more than that which is multiplied by 1. Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya Rabbi zid ummati. Oh Allah, give even more for my ummat. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was reminded of an ayat, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ. The gist of which is, you give 1 cent in charity, Allah multiplies it 700 times. 700 times. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Ya Rabbi zid ummati. Oh Allah, give my ummat even more than that. Allah Ta'ala revealed the ayat, إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. The one who perseveres upon the commands of Allah, O Muhammad, I will give him a reward that cannot be counted. This is this ummat of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which Allah loves. Allah made us from this ummat without our asking. There were previous ummats who made dua to Allah that they must be counted amongst this ummah. Allah Ta'ala ne hame baghair puche, baghair sawal, Allah Ta'ala ne hame is ummat mein Allah Ta'ala ne paida farmaya. What a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how many favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us? Allah has granted us all the necessary means. All the necessary means for our existence in this world. Allah has granted it to us. وَجَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمَعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ. I gave you the faculty of hearing, speech and speaking. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, that you might thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine what a great ni'mat it is to see? What a great ni'mat. الرَّحْمَنُ عَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ خَلَقَ الْإِنسَانَ عَلَّمَهُ الْبَيَانَ. I gave you the ability to speak. Do you realize what a great ni'mat it is? I gave you the ability to see. This eye, in its normal ways, can see 8 million shades of color. 8 million shades of color. All of these particular paint sheets that you see, that one color has got different shades. This eye can see 8 million shades of color. This eye blinks 6 seconds. Every 6 seconds or so, it blinks. In a normal type of life, this eye will blink 500 million times. Did we ever thank Allah Ta'ala with regard to it? There was a non-Muslim woman by the name of Helen Keller. She died in 1968. She was a blind woman. She was not born blind. She became blind at the age of 2. She wrote her autobiography. And in there she writes that whenever someone used to speak about a beautiful flower or a tree, I remember seeing a tree before the age of 2. Whenever someone spoke about a tree, I remember the tree I saw before the age of 2. And it used to sustain me. And you and I, we see things. We see the face of our parents. We see the face of our children. We see such great ni'mas. We go to Haram, we see the Kaaba. And yet we are unable to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, every time you see the face of your father and your mother, Allah gives you the reward of an accepted hajj. Accepted hajj, to see once the face of your father and your mother. Brother, this is the eye Allah has given us. Have we ever thanked Allah Ta'ala for this? There's this hypothetical type of tale that an old man, he went to the doctor. He was unable to pass urine. He was unable to pass water. And because he was unable, wo pishab ke liye nahi ja sakte the, to doctor ne operation kiya. Aur operation ke baad unhe bill pesh kiya, to wo rone lage. Aur bill to aise hi hote hai ke jo hai na wo rone ka jee chahta hai. That many a times when he saw this, when he went to the operation, he could not pass water. So he went to the doctor. The doctor had an operation. We have to remove whatever there is. And because of that, he had an operation and the doctor sent a bill. When he saw the bill, he started crying. Normally the bills are such that you all cry. But he didn't cry because of that. So when the doctor asked him, why are you crying? If you can't pay it, don't worry. Pay it whenever you are able. Pay it later on. I'm not in a hurry. Pay it. He said, doctor, I'm not crying because I can't pay. For 70 years, I went to the toilet. 70 years, I passed water. And never did Allah Ta'ala send me a bill. Yeah, one time I can't pass water. You made operation, you send me such a long bill. That is why, what dua we are supposed to read when we come out? Ghufranak. Alhamdulillahi alladhi adhhaba anni al-adha wa afani. Glory be to you, Allah. We thank you that you have removed filth from our body. Brothers, this is just a sample of what Allah has granted us in terms of ni'mats. We can go on counting how many favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us. Take one bread that comes upon our table. Wallahi al-azim, we think that it's a matter of going and sending someone, going to the supermarket and buying a loaf of bread or buying some food and bringing it on your table. But for that bread to come onto your table, it required the effort of how many things? Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا تَحْرُثُونَ أَعَنْتُمْ تَزْرَعُونَهُ أَمْ نَحْنُ الزَّارِعُونَ. You put it in the ground. Did you make it sprout? Or did Allah make it sprout? The most the farmer did, he put the seed in the ground. After that, how did it come onto your table? It required Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance. It required the rain. It required sunshine. It required moonlight to give the vegetation the beautiful color that we see. It required the efforts of hundreds of people, from the farmer, from the person who distributed it, from the person who brought it into the supermarket. And then when it comes onto your table, you are afraid and you are shy and you forget to say, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah. This is only Allah Ta'ala has granted it with us. Otherwise, on my own, I would never have been able to do so. Alhamdulillahi alladhi at'amana wa saqana wa ja'alana minal muslimin. Praise be to Allah who has given us to eat, who has given us to drink, and who has made us Muslims. Brothers, these are just some examples with regard to how many things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted us to make favor. Now, all of this calls upon us that we are supposed to make shukr to Allah. We are to be grateful to Allah for what Allah has granted us. ہم کیسے شکر ادا کریں؟ ہاؤ ڈو وی میک شکر؟ دس از اے کوشچن. دا فیورز آر مینی. ہاؤ ڈو وی تھینک اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ؟ دا فرسٹ تھنگ از دیٹ فار اس ٹو ریئلائز وی ہیو بین کمانڈڈ ٹو میک شکر, بٹ یٹ وی آر ان ایبل ٹو ڈو شکر. وی آر ان ایبل. شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی رحمہ اللہ, دا فیمس سینٹ فرام بغداد, شیخ عبد القادر جیلانی, ہی سیڈ ون ڈے ہی میڈ دعا ٹو آل مائٹی اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ, او اللہ, یو ہیو ٹولڈ اس to thank you, but the ability to thank you is also a ni'mat of yours. Shukar ada karna ye bhi ek ni'mat hai, naseeb walon hi ke muko milti hai. That is also a ni'mat. How do we thank you for that? How can we ever thank you enough for all what you have granted us? And a vision came to him in his heart, al-an kad shakartani. Oh Sheikh Abdul Qadir, now to realize, you have come to realize what is shukr. That we have to make shukr, but yet we are unable to thank Allah Ta'ala sufficiently for what Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has granted. I was reading Mufti Taqi Usmani, one of his books, in what he writes his mawa'iz, he quoted the statement of Hazrat Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Ya Allah, what a beautiful statement. He says, after a person performs salat, I would like you, inshallah, brothers, let us all do this. When we do it, inshallah, I will benefit, you will also benefit. Because I'm the one who told you, maybe Allah will make it a means of my forgiveness. And he said, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to say, when a person after salat reads 3 times astaghfar, astaghfirullah, and then he says, alhamdulillah, astaghfar parna namaz ke baad Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam se bhi sabit hai. To read 3 times astaghfar, astaghfirullah, after you have performed salat is established from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But after astaghfar, say alhamdulillah. Now you have combined 2 attitudes. What is the attitude? One is, oh Allah, we have performed salat, but we have not performed salat which is due to you. Allah, we ask you for forgiveness. You told us to perform salat. We have done so, but it is never sufficient and equivalent to your greatness. Ya Allah, forgive us. And you are also thanking Allah that Allah, despite it being weak, you gave us the ability to do so. Alhamdulillah. So you have combined 2 attitudes. Read 3 times astaghfar after salat and read once alhamdulillah. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said, isse shaitan ki kamar tod diya. You have broken the back of shaitan. When you say this astaghfar 3 times and alhamdulillah, shaitan said, you have broken my back. You have broken my back. This is one of the aspects. And let me just say that what it is, thankfulness is a conscious attitude that we are incapable of being grateful. Thankfulness is a conscious awareness that we are incapable of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one aspect with regard to shukr. The second aspect is to acknowledge. This is the most important thing, to acknowledge Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every aspect. This is the second aspect with regard to it. Shibli, the great Sufi saint, had said, to turn attention to the giver rather than the gift is shukr. Kya matlab? Tuhfa dene wale ki taraf tawajjuh dene chahiye, na ke tuhfa ki taraf. Yehi shukr ka khulasa hai. Look at the giver, don't look at the gift. You think that Allah has given, look at this car, look at this house. But don't look at the house, don't look at the gift. Look at who gave it to you. That is shukr. And this is very important, because many a times you and I, we feel our acumen, our expertise, we have got this. Look at, I went to do this deal. I was so good in negotiations. I managed to do this. Bhai, kisne akal diya aapko? Who gave you that intellectual ability to be able to finalize that deal? Who gave you the intellectual ability to be able to do something in your business which has made it successful, which has made it prosper, which has brought more profit? So don't look at the result. Look at the one who has given you. That the second aspect of shukr is to look at the giver, not at what have you got. And the third aspect is to realize we are not entitled to it. Hum koi haqdar nahi. Whatever Allah has given us, it is not as if Allah Ta'ala was compulsory for Allah to give it to us. It is not as if we are entitled to it. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave because of his fazl, not because we are entitled to it. So the third aspect with regard to understanding shukr is, we were not, and that is why one of the Urdu poets had said, shukr hai tera khudaya, main to is qabil na tha, tu ne apne ghar bulaya, main to is qabil na tha. Thank you Allah, we show gratefulness, we were not worthy of it. We were not entitled. You called me in this house. Wallah, you called me to perform Jummah. I was not worthy of coming for Jummah. You called me, Allah. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace. We are not entitled to it. So that is the third aspect with regard. The fourth aspect is to have things in perspective. Shukar ka matlab ye nahi ke jo hai na koi mushkilat samne nahi aayega. Doesn't mean that there will be no difficulty. It is to have a perspective with regard to the good and bad that comes upon you, the positive and the negative. And you will always see there is more positives, there is more good than any other type of negatives. You know, Hazrat Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam's incident is made mention in the Quran. And Ayyub alayhi salam, for 70 years, Allah gave him tremendous ni'mats. Allah gave him wealth, children, great things. Shaitan told the angels, Ayyub alayhi salam is remembering Allah because Allah gave him everything. If Allah ta'ala takes it away, perhaps he will not remember Allah. So then Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala put him in trial. He lost everything. He only had one loyal wife. And his body was wrecked with pain. Wrecked in such a way that there was nothing left of his body in terms of his physical health and strength. And one day his wife said, Ayyub, you are Nabi of Allah. Why don't you ask Allah Ta'ala to cure you? Do you know what was his reply? He said, Allah gave me good for 70 years. I'm only sick for 7 years. I feel afraid. I feel ashamed. The one who gave me good for 70 years, I can't bear 7 years of difficulty. Then when his wife insisted, he made dua. What an amazing dua. وَأَيُّوبَ إِذْ نَادَى رَبَّهُ أَنِّي مَسَّنِيَ الضُّرَّ وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Oh Allah, sickness has overtaken me and you are most merciful. Didn't say, Oh Allah, the sickness has finished me. Oh Allah, sickness has overtaken me. You are very merciful. You treat me with mercy. Then Allah Ta'ala granted him. So have a perspective. If there are certain types of difficulty, compare it with the good Allah has given you. So that is also an aspect with regard to. Now, after understanding this, what do we do? How further? This is just some aspects with regard to shukr. We are running out of time, so I'm just going to very quickly make mention of some of the more pertinent points. Three things we must also do with regard to shukr. One is verbally express shukr to Almighty Allah. And our ulama have said, at every turn, especially when Allah has given you, put this on your tongue, brothers, each and every one of us. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Karenge inshallah. Whenever you have a good meal, whenever Allah grants you good, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka shukr. Oh Allah, we thank you for whatever you have granted us. The second thing is, show verbal shukr, verbal gratitude. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to stand long hours in night in prayers, and his feet used to swell, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to have inconvenience in standing in the night, Aisha radiallahu ta'ala said, Ya Rasulullah, why do you stand up for so long in tahajjud prayers when Allah has forgiven you? Allah has elevated you. Allah has granted you Jannah. What did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? And I want you to listen to the words. أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا Should I not be grateful to Allah? He termed his salat as a means of expression of gratitude to Allah, what Allah has granted him. So show it through the means of your salat. He said, أَفَلَا أَكُونُ عَبْدًا شَكُورًا So this is the way we do it. And then two very quick points I will tell you with regard to how to bring shukr into you. Don't look at people who are better than you financially. Those who have got more than you, don't look at them. Look at people who have less than you. You will always be grateful to Almighty Allah. So if you've got a small Corolla, don't look at a person who might have a big car. Look at a person who doesn't even have a means of conveyance. You will say, Ya Allah, you have given me the means of conveyance from one place to other. So don't look at people who have more than you. The problem in today's time, people are not able to make shukr because they are always looking and comparing themselves with people who are better. So this is one of the ways that we can always, and brothers, let me just conclude by saying, the shukr is a tremendous favor of Allah. It is such a great deed that we forget. When Shaitan was kicked out of Jannat, he said, "I فَبِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي ثُمَّ لَعَاتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ وَلَا تَجْرُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ Oh Allah, I will come upon human beings from all four corners and I will mislead them and you will find very few who are grateful, very few who will make shukr. What an amazing thing. That means those who make shukr will not come under the influence of Iblis. وَلَا تَجْرُ أَكْثَرَهُمْ اور جو شکر نہیں کرے گا وہ ابلیس کے ماتحتی میں آ جائے گا اور جو شکر کرے گا, واٹ از اے مین آف شکر, ایوری تھنگ یو ٹیک ٹو اللہ, سو ایوری تھنگ یو ٹیک ٹو اللہ, اللہ ہاؤ کین ابلیس, ہاؤ کین ہی انفلوئنس یو؟ سو ہی آلسو سیٹ اف آئی ول ناٹ بی ایبل ٹو انفلوئنس دوز ہو میک شکر, اینڈ آف کورس اف یو میک شکر اللہ ول گرانٹ اس مور, لئن شکرتم لازیدنکم, لئن شکرتم لازیدنکم, اف یو میک شکر تو اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ, اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ول گرانٹ یو مور, اینڈ اف یو میک شکر فار پیس اللہ ول گرانٹ یو مور پیس. اللہم انا نسألک دوام العافیہ, اللہم انا نسألک شکر علی العافیہ, وٹ ایور ریلیٹیو پیس یو ہیو میک شکر فار اٹ, ڈونٹ کمپلین ٹو مچ اباؤٹ دا ادر نیگیٹو تھنگس, اللہ ول گیو یو مور پیس. حضرت حافظ عبدالرحمٰن رحمۃ اللہ علیہ یوسف سے میک شکر تو اللہ فار ایمان, اللہ ول گیو یو مور, اللہ ول میک یو ڈائی اپون ایمان. میک شکر فار اللہ فار ایمان, اللہ ول میک یو, اینڈ اسٹے اوے فرام نا شکری, لئن کفرتم ان عذابی لشدید, اف یو میک نا شکر, اف یو آر انگریٹفل ٹو اللہ, اللہ تعالیٰ عذاب ول کم, اینڈ پارٹ آف دیٹ عذاب کڈ بی اللہ ول ٹیک اوے وٹ اللہ ہیز گیون یو. ما یفعل اللہ بعذابکم ان شکرتم وآمنتم, اللہ ول نیور گیو یو عذاب اف یو آر گریٹفل, اللہ وونٹ ٹیک اوے وٹ اللہ ہیز گیون یو اف یو آر گریٹفل, اف اللہ ٹیکس اٹ اوے اٹ از بیکاز یو ہیو بین انگریٹفل. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I will conclude with this, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one day told the woman that I saw many of you in Jahannam. And the woman said, Ya Rasulullah, why? Said, Tukaffirna al-ashir, that you are ungrateful to your husbands. Because of ungratefulness, you will also go to Jahannam. Many a times women, I won't say all, but many of them have it. They will sometimes, they will ring, and they will ring their finger, and they will wag their finger at the husband. And while wagging their finger at the husband, they will have a ring which was given to them by the husband. And they will have bangles which will make a noise while she is wagging her hands. And she will tell the husband, you never gave me anything in my life. And all of the time, all the examples of that is still upon her. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, because of being ungrateful. And of course, we laugh at it, but may we also like that in today's time. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu one day saw a person making dua. And he was making dua in the haram. Allahumma ij'alni min al-qaleel. O Allah, make me amongst the very few. So Umar said, what an amazing dua you're making. O Allah, make me amongst the very few. Kya matlab? So he said, O Umar, Allah Ta'ala says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِّنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورَ. Very few people are grateful. Na shukri is inherent in human being. Remember what I'm saying. Na shukri is inherent. Shukr is going against the current. And therefore, we have to build this because na shukri has an ungratefulness, has tremendous consequences. Let us be amongst those who will always be grateful to Allah, and we will always say with our tongue, Allahumma lakal hamd wa lakal shukr. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.